Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim B'Siyata Dishmaya and the story of David HaMelech, who his time has come. The Malach HaMavis is coming to take him, but he can't get him because David HaMelech is busy learning. So what we saw in the previous year was that the Malach HaMavis has to find a way to indicate to David that as great as his learning is, but there's something even greater. And what is that? That's the noam, the pleasure, the pleasantness of the serenity, the tranquility, the calm, the beauty of the world to come. So in the meantime, the Malach HaMavis says, Ma'avid, I can't get him directly, but I have to get him indirectly. Because right now, he's learning, and he has to think of a way. Again, an indirect way, because David's busy learning. He's not going to stop him from learning, but an indirect way to show him what's even greater than his Torah, kibiyachol. So there could be such a thing. So this year should be a schus for Rabbi Marani Mimarasi. Elinish Masmar says, Rav Asr of Shmuel, Maschanam Sigon Masal Tachanas of Meir Zev, and Bat Yester, Bat Zev Dov, and Rav Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna. So now we're at the point of the story. Havalei Bustana Achorei Beisei. He had a garden behind his house. And Asa Malach HaMavis, Salik Bachish Bi'ilane. The angel of death came, climbed, and shook the trees. Nafik Lemechzei, David went to see Avasalik Bedarga. He was going up a stair. Ifchas Darga Mitusei. The stair broke beneath him. As a result, Ishtik, he was silenced. Vinoch Nafshe, and he died. Ad kan mi divrei kacho, shel hagemara. Maspir Maran Rav kacha. Hamikrim hachitzonim, po, hitimu al hamikrim hapnimim shebenefesh hagdola vakdosha, be'et haneflahahi. The external events here fit the internal events in the soul, the great soul, and the holy soul of David HaMelech at that time, that wondrous time. Kol zman she'adam asuk ba'hasagot mugbalot she'efshar litzayran yafeh b'chushim einenu marigish ki tzar lo hamakom aval ka'asher hu mitnaseh והשגות יותר עליונות ורחבות, והשגות רמות בעיונים אלוהיים, גבוהים וקדושים, הלוקחים שבי לב קדוש, אז הוא מרגיש כי צר לו המקום, הגבולות מעיקים אותו, הקירות כמו ישימו לו מועקה, על כן יתאווה לצאת למקום אוויר חופשי. When a man is involved in limited hasagas, in limited perceptions that you can illustrate well in your world of senses, he doesn't feel that the place is too narrow for him, is too constricted for him. But when he is elevated to higher perceptions, what we call in yeshivish hasagas, he has higher hasagas, he has a higher understanding, he has a higher, what they call today a lot in the New Age, level of consciousness. If he has this higher level of consciousness, then, and broader level, elyonos virchavos, higher and broader level of hasaga, lasagois romois, to very, very elevated understanding and perception, in godly matters, subjects that are very high and very holy, that take captive the holy heart, halokhim shevi lev kadosh, asu margish ki tzar lo hamakom. At that point he feels that, you know what, this place is too narrow for me. When a person's in the world of the Geshem, so it's good for him, tov lo po. If he's in a more narrow world, then it's good for him in the narrow world. If you're in the world of the physical, then the world of the physical is zayir gut. Zayir gut. Machaserli. But when you go to the world of Hasagas Gevohos, when you go to higher levels of consciousness, then all of a sudden you start feeling, hey, ha'olam hazeh chonek oti. This world is sort of choking me. I'm feeling very, very limited over here. And therefore, he'll be mis'ave to go out to a place of clean air. Habustina, so that's this garden. They call it, in modern Hebrew, they call it a bustan. If you ever see that word, and you'll know what it means. It means a garden. Habustina, omnam haya achorei beto. The bustina was behind his house. Mukshal liyunim na'ali migvul achushim. As kasher tomema hanefesh hakdosha lasagot yoter rechavot hitala meolam hagvul. The Bustina was behind his house, and it was prepared for elevated intellectual study and insight, which is above his world of senses. Which means that the house, what does a house symbolize? The house symbolizes this physical structure that sort of keeps a person inside. You are bound up in this house. It's like the Gemara about Abaye and Rava and Brachas, that they were in Cheder and their Rebbe asked them, where's Hashem? One of them pointed up to the ceiling, the other one went outside. So the Rav has a beautiful, we had a shir on that once, if I'm not mistaken, a beautiful hesber of that Gemara, also relating to the limits of the home, of the inside, and going beyond that, Hasagas Gevohos Ma'od. So when David's in the house, so then he's in the world of limited Hasagas. But then he goes outside, whoa, there's something higher. There's something higher than this limited physical structure. There's something more sublime. So that's what was happening in his nefesh. In other words, the external circumstances were consistent, fit with the internal circumstances. Physically, he was inside, and spiritually, he was inside. And now, physically, he's going to go outside, and spiritually, he's going to go outside. Omnam v'pam hazot et hazot sibat mitat ha'neshika miyuadet l'kdosh elokim shekamoto. Malach ha'mavet atzeh selek b'chishe b'ilanei. So when David HaMelech wants to, go to higher Hasagas, so he goes outside. He goes outside. It's not in his house. It's behind his house. Because he's going to see behind the curtain. He's going to that world of higher Hasagas. The only problem is that this time, this was the Malach HaMavis day in the sun, so to speak. Normally it's Gevaldik. Go out, take a walk. They say today, I see this myself, that when I'm walking, You think better. When I take a walk outside, breathe the fresh air, and then just new ideas come into your mind sometimes. Most of our thoughts are exactly what we were thinking yesterday and the day before. And the day before that, and the day before that, most of our thoughts. But there are sometimes new thoughts, new insights. And that's achieved a lot of times when you go outside. So the Malach HaMavis wanted to get him outside. So what did he do? He shook the trees. הסיבה מוכנת להביא את קץ חיי הגוף למשיח השם, היא נתתה את ליבו הפעם לעיונים יותר רחבים, שהבית כמו צער להם. So he's now he wanted to be involved in a union and looking into things that the house was too narrow for. So נפק למחזה, he went out to see. לסתכל אותה הסתכלות המנשבת באוויר הבוסטן הרחב. To look at that perspective that flow that blows in the air of the very broad garden. אותם מנים של רחבה והתפשטות יפות להם. Those iunim, research, those insights, that study, that broadness, expansion is good for it. עד שכוחות הגוף החלשים לא יכולים להחזיק עוד את הנפש השואפת לצאת ממסגרה, הרגיש שהגוף רק מכשול ונותן לו על דרך השגתו ודביקות נפשו באור עליון. יפחית דרגם ביטוטי, מצד תחתיתו, ממדרגת הגוף אשר בתחתית בשפל מושבו, נפחתה הדרגה לאכול להשיג את אשר חשק בהשגתו. כאן נגיד שכוח הדיבור צר ומאכיל את כל הגדולות שבנועם השם ישיג. This is an unbelievable parish. We said in the previous year that the Malach HaMavis has to show David there's something higher than what he's doing now, and that's what he did. He went outside, he went to the bush, and he shook the tree to get David to be Isaac in things that are beyond the limits of the body, beyond the limits of this world. And that's what David did. David went out to look, to be Masik, what's higher than this world. And he went on the stair, Salik Badaga. What isn't Salik Badaga? He went up in Madrega. He went physically, what was happening, what was also happening, the same thing was happening spiritually. He went up in Madrega. But if Chazdaga Mituse, but from the low part, the stair was broken. Meaning now his body is broken, the body is too low. He can't be Masik because of his body. This is a break on the body because the soul wants to get higher than the body can do. So this is a knock on the body. And now David HaMelech felt that he can just not, speech cannot express all the gedulos of Noam Hashem. And therefore, ishtik v'nach napshe, he was silent, it's a silent, he was silent and he died and his soul rested. G'chok l'kedoshe l'yon, ha'sochakin l'yom ha'achron, sh'navshem t'etze b'chazion kodesh melei noam v'cheshek avat sur alamin. Unbelievable. Like those holy people who die with this cheshek to get close to God. So this was not just like we learned in Gan. Here we're talking about a Gan. We learned in Gan, we learned in nursery school maybe, or a little bit afterwards we learned the story. And David's learning the Malach HaMavis. Oh, he distracts him. And, you know, David, the shtickle ADD, can't focus. He goes outside, he looks and he got to Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. Harav Pashut, he transports us to a completely different vista. David HaMelech was Isaac. He was Isaac in Bava Kamma, Bava Metzia. He was learning a Reb Shmuel, a Reb Shimon, a Reb Chaim, and he was saying Chakiris. And he had a Roma Alech, and he had the 730-page Ma'arocha prepared on Yer Shalom Idas, and the Gedarim of Hefker, and all the different things, Zika, all the thousands of Tamida concepts that exist. And he had whatever the concept was, but he was involved in all this, maybe things that are limited to this world. And then what happened was, Malach HaMavis wanted to show him there's something higher. You're above a Kama, you're above a Metzia, you're above a Basra. It's Givaldic. But how about like going Krichen in the Himlach? What about climbing into Shemayim a little bit? Gets him to go outside, to look what's outside, beyond the limitations of this world. And David HaMelech said, whoa, that is good. But my body can't, you can't be in a body and have that. Ki lo yirani adam b'chai. Ki lo yirani adam b'chai. No speech can express what I'm saying now. Talmud Torah is lemotziyei b'peh. Gemara is an erev and dalet. Right? Chaim him lo atzeyem, atik lo atzeyem, atzeyem b'peh. After verbalize it, this can't be verbalized. This is beyond any human expression. This is too good. And Memela, his body was no longer a kli for his neshama. His neshama soared. And he died this mis of chizayon kodesh, of viewing holiness. Malei noam b'cheshek avat zur olamim. Filled with desire and the love of the rock of the worlds, our Father in heaven. Amazing. What did Rabbi say? Now we understand the idea of the Bustana, why it's the Gan, why it's Achorei Beise, it's not in his house, it's going beyond, it's going behind the curtain. And we understand what the Malach HaMavis plan was in a roundabout way to show him that something better than what he's learning right now. And then he shakes the trees. David HaMelech goes out to see what's higher than what I'm learning now. He's solik bedarga, he goes up a step, he's elevated, but ifchis darga mituse, but his goof can't take it, and ishtak menach nafshe, he can no longer express it, and he passes on to the next world. Wow. Wow. Okay, my Rabbi Isai, Mitzvah Shem, we're not finished, because now Shlomo HaMelech has a halachic shayla that we have to deal with. But thank you so much for listening to this, and bezlat Hashem, kadosh baruch hu yiten koach, memoach, v'simchat chayim. ואנחנו נמשיך בסדרה הנפלאה הזאת. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.